Your morning just got a whole lot weirder. It's time now for the Good Sentences Morning Minute, courtesy of your favorite literary lunatics, Craig A. Hart and S.J. Varengo.
Welcome back to another Morning Minute, April 21st. On this day in 1910, Mark Twain died in Reading, Connecticut. Twain is remembered for his satirical humor and his most famous book, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Twain married and had four children, Langdon, Susie, Clara, and Jean. Only Clara would outlive him. Possessing an inquisitive mind, Twain was fascinated by science and invention. He developed a friendship with Nikola Tesla and spent a good deal of time in Tesla's laboratory. Twain was visited by Thomas Edison, who took what is thought to be the only film footage of the great author. Unfortunately, Twain's scientific fervor was not matched by his business acumen, and he lost a literal fortune on various schemes, in particular a typesetting machine that became obsolete before it was even perfected. But not before Twain spent over $8 million on it. The expenditures left him financially ruined and deep in debt. He declared bankruptcy and transferred ownership of his published works to his wife in order to keep them from being taken over by debtors. He then embarked on a lecture circuit, which he hated, and earned enough money to pay off his debtors, although by virtue of the bankruptcy, he was not legally required to do so. So good on him. Although I do think, according to the book I read about this, his wife had a lot to do with him living up to those obligations.
Pay the people, Mark, for God's sake.
Yeah, she was a bit of a saint, apparently, and he was constantly kicking against the pricks, one might say. So many creative before him, Twain was prone to melancholy. This grew into full depression in 1896 when his daughter, Susie, died of meningitis. It deepened when his wife, the aforementioned Saint Olivia, died in 1904, and his daughter Jean died in 1909. In 1909, Twain had said, "I came in with Halley's Comet in 1835. It is coming again next year, and I expect to go out with it. It'll be the greatest disappointment of my life if I don't go out with Halley's Comet. The Almighty has said, no doubt, 'Now here are these two unaccountable freaks. They came in together. They must go out together.'" It turned out to be true. Mark Twain died on April 21st, 1910, one day after the comet's closest approach to Earth. He would go out that way, wouldn't he?
He would. He would. And I suppose that it's only fair that I point out that today is also my birthday, which I have long held. Mark Twain died on my birthday 50 years to the day prior, waiting for 50 years to find a spirit to jump into.
Yeah, all this parade of souls going by, like, nope. Oh, okay, finally.
Here's one by and by.
Here's a soul that looks to be as crotchety as I was.
First, I'll trick him into whitewashing my fence, and then I'll inhabit him.
A prophet in many ways. And I have to say, in all seriousness, I have never seen a student of human nature as insightful as Mark Twain.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, there was something about, he wasn't just writing about mischievous children in the South.
No.
He was about so much more than that.
And, you know, it's timeless. I mean, obviously, right, it was, contemporarily important, but we can read it now, 100 years later, and it's still timely.
Right. And I think that speaks to the fact that it is about human nature, because really, human nature doesn't change.
No, it doesn't. We've been rat bastards
from day one. we create society and culture and whatnot to try to keep us all in check and cover up the dirty little secret. But deep down, if something were to happen to destroy that societal structure, I think we would discover we weren't all that much different than we were 1,000 years ago.
Yep. First thing you do, buy up all the toilet paper.
Right. Right, exactly.
and it has ever been so. Back in the days before commercial toilet paper, during these sort of crises, everyone would run out and grab all the sheep they could find.
Right. Or stripping all the leaves off the trees.
Yeah.
Leave the poor saps who were too slow with pine cones. Oh, God.
Yeah, it hurts just thinking about it.
It's just a bunch of cacti left. Oh, my God.
Well, here goes.
Suddenly, constipation was the pandemic of choice.
The most sought-out disease.
Right, exactly.
Quick, give me them 15 bricks of cheese. I ain't going again.
It's not worth it. Oh, God. All right. Thanks for listening to this. You know, here's the thing I got. Before we go, I have to point out that no matter how seriously we start these little tidbits, they always end in a rolling dumpster fire. And I'm pretty proud of that, to be honest.
I think that's what makes them great, personally.
Thanks for listening, folks.